State Republicans are moving forward with a bill that would ban the sale and use of aborted fetal tissue in Wisconsin. The State Assembly's Criminal Justice Committee held a public hearing today.
The author of the bill, Representative Andre Jacques, says the proposed law would establish a higher standard for medical ethics, but members of the medical community say it could prevent life-saving research from being done here in Wisconsin. Here with us now to talk about the bill is David Wahlberg. He's health and medicine reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. David, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob. Good to be here.
So there's already a federal ban on for-profit sale of fetal tissue. What would this state law do that isn't covered by that federal law?
Yeah, this bill would ban the use of fetal tissue in Wisconsin for experimentation or essentially research. And the bill defines fetal tissue as fetal body parts, and that includes a cell, tissue, organ, or other part of an unborn child who was aborted by an induced abortion.
And currently, there is this kind of research being done in Wisconsin. Where does the fetal tissue that they currently use come from?
Yeah, so there's actually sort of two things involved here. So there's fetal tissue, and then there's cells derived from fetal tissue. So taking fetal tissue itself first, there's about 6 to 8 labs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison that use that in various research, and they get that tissue from, I think it's 4 different approved banks around the country.
And then the second point you mentioned was cell lines that come from a fetal tissue from the past, not new tissue. And that sounds like it's been a gray area that's been a point of contention among sponsors of the bill, or between sponsors of the bill and researchers here in the state.
Right. Yeah, I would say both types of tissue or both things are controversial, but the cells are sort of the bigger debate. So, yes, there are cells, cell lines that were derived about 40 years ago. The best-known one is called HEK293. I think that's the right number. And that stands for human embryonic kidney cells. And that was derived from a legally aborted fetus back in the 70s. And the cells have been grown up, and they're used and widely used in research labs around the country, both at universities and at biotech companies, like in use of vaccines, for example.
Now, what is Representative Jacques and his colleagues' argument against using a fetal tissue now, getting back to that in particular, for this kind of research?
Yeah, well, like you said in your opening, basically he says that he wants a higher standard. And I think he's mostly... at least he says he's mostly opposed to, you know, the newly used aborted fetal tissue in research, not so much the cells from years ago. And so he argues that that kind of tissue should not be used in experimentation. And, of course, the recent Planned Parenthood videos have given him maybe a lot more public interest in this issue right now.
And on the political side of things, is that giving momentum? Similar bans have been tried in the past. Is there a thought that in the backdrop of those videos, there's a better chance that this law would pass?
Yeah, that's what he said when he spoke to me last week. He did introduce a very similar bill in 2011 and then also in 2013. And, you know, given the Planned Parenthood videos and perhaps the changed makeup of the legislature, he thinks that this bill has a better chance this time around.
As I understand it, the bill has been changed, addressing the issue that we were talking about a moment ago, those already existing cell lines back from the 70s. What has changed in the law to meet some of the objections that researchers have raised?
Well, yeah, and that sort of depends upon who you talk to. Representative Jacques says he's changed the law to allow use of existing cell lines like this HEK293. So he says, you know, as long as it happened in the past, that could still be used. But UW-Madison says the bill is vague enough that it still could affect those cells. And so they remain opposed to it for that reason, and also because they have some labs that use the fetal tissue, the aborted fetal tissue, which is definitely affected by the bill.
Talking to David Wahlberg from the Wisconsin State Journal about a proposed ban on the use of fetal tissue in research here in Wisconsin. Now, David, let's get into what kind of research we're talking about here. With the fetal tissue that everybody agrees the use of it would be banned if this law were passed, what kind of research is done with that?
Yeah, I didn't talk to anybody from my recent story about that, but a couple of years ago when the bill was introduced then, I did talk to a researcher on campus, and at least at the time, he was using pancreas tissue from aborted fetuses in research to develop new treatments for type 1 diabetes.
And then the other, the gray area there, as the law currently stands, the cell lines derived from the 1970s, what you mentioned, diabetes research, I think. What other kinds of things are being researched there?
Yeah, diabetes for sure for the fetal tissue. And then in terms of the cells, you know, pretty much anything you can think of, cancer research, Parkinson's disease, ALS, Alzheimer's, heart disease, cardiac arrhythmias. So there's definitely a wide range of applications for those cells in research. And the university says that if you total up the funding for the labs that do that kind of research, it's about $76 million a year.
And outside of the university, I believe you wrote that there are private companies doing this kind of research as well.
Yeah, there are. The biotech, BioForward, which is the biotech organization in Wisconsin, is also opposed to the bill. And I talked to the head of FluGen, which is a company here in Madison. It was started by a researcher at UW-Madison, Yoshi Kawaoka. And basically, they are trying to develop new vaccines for influenza that would cover more strains than the current vaccines. And they used those HEK cells in developing the vaccine. And the head of that company basically said if this bill passes, we'd have to seriously consider leaving the state.
And university researchers have made the similar case that some labs, some faculty there to continue their research would have to leave Wisconsin. Is that a common argument there in response to this?
Yeah, they're saying that too, and that, you know, people could be recruited away from here and people might not want to come be professors here. Now, André Jacques, the bill sponsor, you know, he says, you know, no, that he would allow the existing cell lines to be used and that, you know, most of those people could still go about doing what they've been doing.
And then one other kind of research that we might lump in here, stem cell research, is that affected or would that be affected as people understand it by this new law?
No. Stem cell research is different, and you have two different types of cells there, too. You have embryonic stem cells that did come from embryos, but they're from discarded embryos at fertility clinics, not abortions. And this bill is specifically about abortion, aborted fetal tissue. And then the other kind of stem cells, the newer kind of stem cells, they're called induced pluripotent stem cells, or IPS cells. And those don't involve embryos at all. They just reprogram adult cells back into an embryonic state. So those two types of cells, which, of course, UW-Madison is quite well known for, are not affected by this bill.
One argument from sponsors of the bill is that research could still be done with fetuses from miscarriages, as I understand it. So what have researchers responded to as far as that goes?
Yeah, I don't know a lot about that, but basically the university folks are saying that tissue from miscarriages is not only not very available, but often the reason for the miscarriage itself, the medical reason, would make that kind of tissue unusable for these kinds of studies.
Now, this bill focuses on fetal tissue from abortions, as we've been talking about. Of course, it happens, it comes up against a backdrop of the ongoing debate over abortion itself in the country. Have you seen responses from pro-life and pro-choice groups to this legislation so far?
I'm sure they have responded. I've sort of been busy on some other stuff as well, so I'm not familiar with what exactly they're saying, but I do know that Planned Parenthood says that they don't offer tissue donation services in Wisconsin. And so their argument is that this bill is sort of, you know, moot in the state because they don't do that. Representative Zach says, you know, that may or may not be true, but he wants to ensure that they don't do that. So this would prevent them from doing that in the future if they ever wanted to, he says.
As we mentioned at the outset, a committee hearing on this bill in the Assembly today. Do sponsors have a timeline for when they're hoping to bring this to the full legislature and get votes on it?
Yeah, as I understand it, Speaker Robin Voss is saying that a vote in the Assembly would likely come up in September or October. And I think the timing is a little less clear in the Senate at this point.
All right. Thank you so much, David, for joining us today.
Sure. It was good to be here.
We've been talking to David Wahlberg. He's a health and medicine reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. We've been talking about a Wisconsin bill in the Assembly with a committee hearing today. It would ban the use of aborted fetal tissue for research here in the state.